Let's focus on what, to me, seems like a very, very good idea. My attention drawn to it for the first time today. The notion of a comic contract. Using comic strips, illustrations, to explain the meaning of contracts in very simple terms. Associate Professor in the Department of Commercial Law at the University of Cape Town, Dr. Andrew Hutchison, joins me now. Andrew, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Is there a possibility these could actually be legal, these comic contracts?
Mike, I think so. I think that, you know, a contract is basically a record of agreement between two parties. In fact, a contract doesn't even need to be in writing. An oral contract is perfectly binding. So for that reason, I see no reason why a comic shouldn't be a memorial of a contract.
And it makes immaculate sense. It really does. I've seen a little example put out. It just makes it so clear as to what is involved.
Yeah. Yeah, it's attorney Rob DeRoy has been using these for really good effect, particularly with employment contracts, but otherwise in some other circumstances as well.
So you could do this and the comic itself would be a part of the contract, not just an addendum, an illustrative point?
Well, Rob's concept is that the comic itself should be binding. So the comic being the visual depiction of the terms with a few simple maybe captions or speech bubbles, which assist in the meaning, particularly where, you know, something is better conveyed in words. But Robert's concept is that, this is for people with low education, low literacy, cross-cultural situations, language barriers. So the pictures would, as you say, aid in facilitating understanding and therefore consensus, which is the basis of agreement.
My friend, the cartoonist Zapiro, would love the concept of the comic must be legally binding. I think he'd get a great deal of pleasure from that concept. But it does make enormous sense. Could this be applied to consumer contracts, the stuff that we see the small print on that people have so many complaints about, whether it be a cell phone contract or insurance or other things?
I think there's a lot of potential for that. I think particularly the kind of contract that your bank gives you.
Yeah.
It won't work for all of them. For suretyships, for example, there are formal requirements that it be in writing and signed by or on behalf of the surety. There, I'm not so sure that might be more tricky territory whether the comic contract will do. But there's definitely scope for simplifying consumer contracts into, well, plain language, and I guess, you know, comic contract is something slightly different from plain language, but it definitely makes it more understandable, which is actually a requirement of quite a lot of consumer statutes, such as the National Credit Act, which deals with consumer credit agreements.
Is there any legal reason why contracts cannot just be expressed simpler? Is there a legal reason for the language to get so complicated?
I think it's a question of context, Mike. So, a contract between two businesses where the contract is negotiated with legal representation and there's a large amount of money at stake, maybe there, technicality is better so that, the parties can work out and fine detail the exact legalese that governs their relationship. But where the relationship is a bit simpler and what is trying to be achieved is a bit more straightforward, I think it's certainly fairer on a party with lower language skills in the sense that they might actually know what is being asked of them rather than simply being required to sign away their rights on a contract which they possibly don't understand.
So the drawing provides a non-verbal context. It provides a clear understanding of what the setting of these words is.
Well, as I understand it from Robert DeRoy, it's intended to be a combination. So, the graphic plus the text, if there is text, would in combination suggest a meaning to you. And if you were a judge tasked with interpreting a contract like that, you know, you would use your everyday sort of interpretation skills, you know, in the same way that you interpret a stop sign or, any other kind of visual image which is given to you. You would use that combination of skills and derive a meaning from that.
Are you aware of this happening anywhere else in the world? I haven't seen this before. It just makes such impeccable sense to me.
Yeah, so I think the biggest following outside of South Africa is possibly in Australia, where there's a professor at the University of Western Australia in Perth is, got a think tank going around developing these. Oricon, the civil engineering firm, has developed a comic contract for its employees. Slightly different to Robert's contract because their comic contract, all the necessary terms are there in writing as opposed to, and the pictures are really just to assist in understanding rather than being part of, you know, the binding part of the contract itself. But I heard through the grapevine in the last week or so that Apple had done a brochure with terms and conditions in comic format. Whether that was, I haven't looked at the document, so whether that was intended to be a contract or simply, you know, a consumer information document, I'm not sure.
Great stuff. Andrew, I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much indeed. Associate Professor in the Department of Commercial Law at the University of Cape Town. The attorney he's quoting is Robert DeRoy, and there's an article on the Conversation website if you want to follow up on that. But boy, makes good sense to me.